Shabbos Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, 6-2. Now the Mishnah lists various articles that men may not wear out in the Mishus HaRabim on Shabbos. And all these things are things that men wear, and therefore we're talking about an Issa D'Rabbanan. The rabbis were concerned for various reasons that if a person would wear this, he'd come to be Mechal Shabbos or something similar. And therefore the Mishnah says inside, Lo Yetzia Ish B'Sandal HaMesumar. A man may not go out into the Mishus HaRabim wearing sandals that have nails in them. They're nailed sandals. Think something along the lines of golf cleats, if you can. And the reason for this is, it's a din d'rabbanan all to itself. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Samach says that it once happened that a bunch of men were hiding in a cave to escape persecution, and they heard noises out of the cave. They thought the Romans were coming to get them. They panicked and stampeded, and they ended up trampling one another. And many Jews died from these nail-covered sandals. And therefore, the rabbi said that no one should wear these nail-covered sandals on Shabbos or Yom Tov in the future, because it will remind people of the great tragedy of the Jews killing one another in accident, and they'll bring sadness. And therefore, no wearing the sandal hamasumar, the sandal with nails on it, on Shabbos. V'lo b'yachid, same goes, a man may not go out with a single shoe on, meaning one shoe on and one shoe off. One shoe on, one shoe off. Because Bartzner gives two reasons. One is because people who see him with just one shoe on will suspect the other shoe is under his, hidden away in his clothing, and he's carrying the second shoe. The other shot that Bartzner brings is that if he has just one shoe on, people will mock him because he looks ridiculous, and therefore he'll take off that one shoe and end up carrying that one shoe. Those are all the case if Bizman Sha'in Raglo Maka, assuming that he has no obvious wound on the other foot. But if he has a wound on the other foot, then people who are looking at him certainly won't laugh at him or scoff at him. They'll know he's not carrying that shoe. They'll understand the reason he's wearing one shoe is because the other foot can't take a shoe because it has that sore on it. V'lo b'tefillin, a person may not go out on Shabbos wearing tefillin. Now, there's actually a machlokas in the Gemara where tefillin are a mitzvah on Shabbos. I'm aware that we paskin that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. But that's not the point of this Mishnah here. Even according to the Manda Amar, who holds that one may wear tefillin on Shabbos, would agree that the tefillin cannot be worn out in the Rishus HaRabim. And the reason why is not so different from the previous Mishnah, saying the women shouldn't go around with the straps in their hair, is because the men might need to take the tefillin off if they need to go to the toilet. And the toilets were outhouses in the Rishus HaRabim, so the men would unwrap their tefillin, and then they're liable to carry their tefillin going in or out of the outhouse, transferring those tefillin to the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore we're not letting them wear tefillin at all. The Mishnah continues on, V'lo b'kameya, a man may not go out wearing a kameya. Kameya is like an amulet, some kind of charm that is written on parchment, and it comes from a specialist, a mumcha. So the man can't wear this thing around, let's say around his neck, and because we're afraid he might take it off, unless bizman she'ena min a mumcha. That assumes that it's not written by a established kameya writing expert. If the kameya, on the other hand, was written by a man who had really evidence in the past that his kameyas do work in three separate occasions, so then one could wear a kameya in Rosh Hashanah, because the assumption is that the benefits that are being confirmed by the kameya, for health or protection of the story, are important and they're reliable. And that being the case, the man wearing the kameya will not take the kameya off in public, and therefore he could wear it as a tachshit. If, however, it was not written by a mumcha, an established expert, so then he might take it off because he doesn't rely on the kameya, and then he'll be carrying a Rosh Hashanah. V'lo b'shiryon, a man may not go out wearing his shirin is like a armor. And the reason why here is a din d'rabbanan, it's really because of Maris Ayin. There's an Isser going out to war in a Milchemes Rishus, like an optional war on Shabbos, and therefore people will think he's dressed up. You don't wear chainmail or whatever armor unless you're going out to war, and therefore it's an Isser d'rabbanan of Maris Ayin to wear armor on Shabbos. Worth noting that since we're talking about a Maris Ayin here, Maris Ayin is forbidden even b'chadri chadarim, even in a private place, and therefore the armor can't be worn even in the privacy of his own home, because of the Maris Ayin problem, not just in the Rishus HaRabim. Vloba kasda. Sima goes, he can't wear a helmet. This is a military helmet. In modern Hebrew, kasda refers to like a bike helmet. Vloba magafayim, nor can he wear his magafayim or greaves. Those are like kind of metal shin guards that soldiers wear, all for the same reason. It looks like he's going to war. Ve'im yatsa, but if he goes out wearing any of these things, the naily sandals, the single shoe, the tefillin, the kamiya, or the armor, helmet and shin guards, all those things are worn, and therefore midoraisa, he's not carrying them, he's actually wearing them, and therefore, eno chayv chatas, he won't be liable for a chatas, he's just doing iser derabanan.